Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only. Thank God. Most people are very happy about that. And I hope you go to my websites and use them to your advantage. The Small Business, the website for all the things that we do here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And my writing, the archives, all the podcasts, the videos, the subscribe to my newsletter, take the poll question, find out how to contact, how to connect to, how to follow all of our Brain Trust members. Every single one of them is all right there. There's no other website like this, folks. And we've been building this website and developing it and improving it since 1997. And it's all dedicated to you. So that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then, of course, the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check that out. Hope you'll buy my book. I think you'll like it. I promise you it will help you. I promise you you'll learn things that you need to know there. I'm convinced of that. And by the way, in case you didn't know, we just won an award for that book. We won an IPPI Award, Independent Publishers Award, at the Expo, the New York City Book Expo last week. So we're pretty proud of that. So check all that out at ageofthecustomer.com. You can find out a lot about the book there on the website. And there's quite a bit of information there to kind of whet your appetite a little bit. And you can get an autographed copy. You can get a bonus. We got a 3-book bonus deal there. You can check out all 3 of my books for a really good price. So, and of course, they're available wherever books are sold. One of the things I want to talk about now, folks, is something that that we touched on in the last hour with Mike Daniels. I just wanted, this is such an important topic right now. This is such a, this is one of those topics that if it goes wrong, if we get this wrong, Main Street small business owners are going to look back in a year or two later and say, wow, when did that happen? I didn't know this was happening. I didn't know how'd they do this. Can they do this? Then this again? I don't like this. This isn't good for me. Well, what you're going to be talking about is regulating the internet right now. And this debate's been going on for a long time. I've been reporting on net neutrality, the debate over net neutrality for at least 10 years. It's a very complicated, it has been, up to now, it's been a fairly complicated issue. It's hard to tell who the players are if you're scoring. It's hard to tell who's on what side, and it makes for strange bedfellows, this argument, this net neutrality argument. But here's the best way I can explain it. Mike Daniels did a good job of it last hour, but I want to do it again because I just want to drill this in so that you realize. So I don't want, whatever happens, I don't want my audience to be able to say, I didn't know it was happening and I don't understand it. Because I'm telling you, it's being debated right now, and the whatever you love about the internet right now, which if you're like me, you love the openness of it, the neutralness of it. Right now, if you're a small business and you're trying to produce some kind of media, some kind of content, and put it out over the internet, you're as welcome on that backbone if you pay the price to connect to the internet, which we all do when we buy our connect over DSL or cable or whatever. If you pay that price, your stuff goes over the internet just like everybody else's. It's all neutral right now. But there are forces out there, there are people who have legitimate, they have their own legitimate stake to cause the internet to be a multi-tiered highway, sort of like an interstate and an off-road and a back road, right? And there are, and that may not be a good analogy, but that's kind of the way it is. And so they would like to be able to charge certain people more money for certain passages on the internet. These are the people who own the backbone, and they'd like to, and then other people would be less. And so but if you want to have the most connection, the best connection to the best customers, today you don't have to pay anything extra. But if we lose net neutrality, and the FCC is in the process of considering regulating the internet in the way that I'm describing, and please go back and listen to what Mike Daniels talked about in the last hour when we get those podcasts up, that there are people who would like to have multi-tiered internet pricing, so that if you wanted to reach the fastest pipes, the best customers who use those fast pipes, the big pipes, you have to pay a little bit more. And so the companies that can pay a little bit more are going to have an advantage over a startup that might have a great idea but can't afford to pay a little bit more right now. And and in order to do all that, though, the government would have to come in and regulate that. And if the government can regulate, the government can tax. So you start to see where we're getting into a sticky wicket here. And I think maybe a can of worms. I'm really concerned about losing what we have right now, which is the open internet, which is what I consider to be net neutrality. I'm concerned about that because of what the impact it could have on Main Street small businesses. Think about that, folks, and stay informed. If you hang around this show very much, we'll keep you informed. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.